Chapter 2.
Bertha, would you pass these out, please?
Teacher Bob handed Bertha Broom a stack of papers.
These are guides for a new study unit,
he said as Bertha passed the papers out to the class.
I'm trying a new teaching approach with this unit, and I'm very excited about it. We're going to take one subject and study every aspect of it before going on to something else. There will be classroom work and homework as usual, but there will also be special assignments. We might even have field studies and class trips.
What's the subject of this exciting new study unit? Wondered the Cubs. They took their guides from Bertha and looked eagerly at the heading. The subject was birds. Ferdy Factual and Trudy Brunowitz read their guides with great interest, but no one else read past the heading. Birds, said Barry Bruin. He made a face and looked around at his classmates. Why birds? Said Bonnie Brown.
What do birds have to do with anything? Moaned Queenie McBear.
Why can't we have a unit on something interesting, like dinosaurs? Said Brother Bear.
Or spaceflight, said Cousin Fred.
Or poetry, said Babs Bruno.
Boy, said Barry, when Teacher Bob lays an egg, it's a Lulu.
Too Tall Grizzly and his gang always made fun of new study units. They usually did it just to annoy Teacher Bob. But this time, they really looked upset.
Birds, said Too Tall. Say it ain't so, Teach.
The whole class groaned and moaned until, whap! Teacher Bob's yardstick came down hard across his desk to get everyone's attention.
Quiet down, class, he said. We've still got some time before recess, so let me try to make a point. You may grouse about this unit, but if any of you turkeys tries to chicken out of or duck this assignment, you'll wind up eating crow.
Teacher Bob ended his speech with a big smile. It was the smile of someone proud of a great joke he's just made, but no one else seemed to know what the joke was. No one, except Ferdy Factual, that is. He stood and addressed the class.
Don't you get it? By using the names of five kinds of birds in a sentence, Teacher Bob has made an excellent point, that birds are an important part of our everyday lives.
Sit down, Ferdy, said Queenie.
Without birds, our species would not survive, continued Ferdy. Birds protect our food supply by eating millions of insect pests, and they do the necessary job of spreading...